Welcome to Computers and Internet, sponsored by BLH Computers in Springfield, Taylorville, and Jacksonville. Call in now at 217-629-7970 for answers to your questions about computers, hardware, software, and the latest electronic gadgets, gizmos, and games. Computers and Internet with BLH Computer is on the air.
News Talk 970 WMAY. Good morning, Aaron Tyler. I'm double teamed today. Surprised, actually, to see both Leo and Brian here today, because I honestly thought with big things going on at BLH Computers this weekend, it would only be one of you, but instead, I get both of your smiling faces, and we've already, in the eight or nine minutes we've been sitting here, I've already opened my mouth, firmly inserted my foot, so guess what? You guys get to host your own show today. No, I'm kidding.
We are ready for the big sale. The sale is yesterday. It started. We still have plenty left over.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of laptops, desktops, Apple systems.
We prepare for this. This is not a clearance out of, you know, get rid of things. We actually have to ramp up for this so that we can do this. And we have plenty of systems out there. We have everything from a $200 computer that is a 1.8 Core 2 Duo with 2 gigs of RAM.
And an 80 gig hard drive that, if you pay with cash, is $100.
Or 50% off.
A Windows 7 computer for $100.
For 100 bucks.
You can't buy the software for $100.
How do we do this?
And you can upgrade to Windows 10 for free if you want with that $100 computer.
That's incredible.
Yeah, you don't have to, but you can.
We kind of don't recommend it with the 1.8, and again, that's just because of the speeds of it. We've done it. We actually had to do one yesterday, and it installed, and it's obviously not as fast as, you know, some of our higher end, because that 1.8 is a basic model. It'll get you on the internet. You can, you know, read your email and do your Facebook and listen to music. You know, the basic things, you know, type a document up.
Sure. Not going to be able to play any fancy, flashy games, though, with that one, probably not.
Or, you know, do that quickly. And again, I'm not saying they're slow by any means.
Right.
But when you put it next to the $400 entry-level gaming system that we have, if you pay for cash, is $200, it's... you know, that $200 one will scream, you know, next to that $100 one.
Mm-hmm.
So
tortoise versus the hare.
But again, if you just need to get on and that's all you want to do is check your email, check your Facebook, see how your grandkids are doing, that one's perfect.
All right.
Well, and the entry-level gaming system has the 256 meg video card. It's upgradable to where you can actually grow with it a little bit.
Sure.
And
yeah, and when we say entry-level, what we mean is they'll play those basic games like Sims 3, Sims 4, World of Warcraft, League of Legends, things like that. Mm. That, you know, what the general populace, you know, the most of the general populace like to play.
Right.
It won't do the Call of Duties or the Skyrim or the Fallout 4. It's just, you know, again, this is an entry level gaming system. It'll, you know, let you play those. You know, your teenage daughter loves Sims. My teenage daughter loves Sims. That's what she wants.
And all the 50 million expansion packs and character packs.
And this would play that for them. And
right.
And that, and these systems that are 50% off do not come with a monitor. So this is kind of like a replacement system. You are more than welcome to purchase a monitor with it if you need the complete system. But we do have complete systems that are 30-40% off, 40% off if you pay with cash, and they're the complete system.
Then if you really need something awesome, we have entry-level gaming laptops.
Yes. These are nice. We just got them.
Actually,
in.
They are exactly what Leo uses on his desk.
Yes. Really?
Yeah, it is an HP 8440. 40p. If those that want to look up what that is and the specs that it can be, these are i5 core laptops, 4 gigs of RAM. I think they're 2.4, 2.6 gigahertz i5s. Personally, I am a gamer, and nope. I can play my League on that laptop. You know, I can play Minecraft. I can play, I don't play Sims, but I could play Sims if I wanted to on that laptop.
Admit it, you're a closet Sims player.
Nope.
You've got to check on your people when you get home.
No.
No. No.
Cut it off right there. No, not happening, Aaron.
Okay. So, I mean, these are really nice, and these are normally $400 to $450, and at 25% off, mm-hmm. you're looking at that $400 one being $300 for, you know, an entry-level gaming laptop. You know, and again, my daughter, teenage daughter, has a laptop that she can play her Sims on. And, you know, that's what she wants to use it for, and talk to her friends and get on her Facebook and stuff. And she can do it with this, you know, and then they're happy.
Right.
It also
a happy teenage daughter is nice.
It also is good when they go over to friends' houses. The gaming system can go with them.
Yes. Sure.
So they can.
It's not a whole production of, okay, we got to get this desktop in there. Now your monitor and keyboard and mouse. No, here, let's put that laptop in the bag and you can.
Bye. Have a nice night. Have a good weekend.
So,
and the difference between, you know, what you guys do at BLH Computers and the big box stores, you know, as we are certainly have Black Friday in our minds, that's next week or this coming week, of course, is that where if you have something go wrong with the big box stores, you have to take it in and hope they can service it. You guys, you harp on this constantly. You make sure that, you know, you have the ability to fix what you sell. And that's a big difference with BLH Computers.
Yeah, we want you to be happy with the purchase. We want you to want to come back when you're ready to upgrade and purchase another one through us. You know, so we have that service that we stand behind those systems with that BLH guarantee that we do talk about a lot, where if you ever have a problem with it, if your teenage daughter gets it infected, and they will, you bring it back
guaranteed.
In. Guaranteed. They will. You bring it back in. There's never a labor charge to fix that problem. And if it requires a part, as long as we have that part in stock, it's also included. And because we were, you know, the largest electronics recycler in the area, we have the part, I would say, 95% of the time.
And we even go so far as to say if you've damaged it yourself, if you accidentally shut the pin in the lid of the laptop and break it, as long as we have the spare parts lying around,
right,
you're welcome to it.
Yeah, so that accidental coverage that you have to purchase extra through it with a new computer is included.
As long as we have the part in stock.
Right.
But again, even if we don't have the part and he's like, oh, yes, I would like to get that screen ordered, all you have to do is pay for that part. That labor is still covered.
Because that happens.
No other place gives that to you. So, you know, and we've been doing this for 15 years.
And the other thing about the BLH guarantee that a lot of people forget about, I had a lady yesterday. I think she's the one that upgraded to Windows 10.
She might have, yeah.
She brought in her computer that she bought at another sale. Mm-hmm. And used it as a trade-in value towards the purchase of another one. So because we always buy ours back.
Right.
There's a pre-described formula that tells me how much I'm supposed to give you for it.
Okay.
But it's if you bought it from us, you can actually give it back to us, and you get a value back.
I actually had a gentleman do that. He bought the $300 system, which was 50% off with cash, so it was $150. He had a system he had bought from us a couple years ago, but it was something that we would still sell, and he got $75 trade-in value. So that $300 went down to $75, and he also had a voucher from recycling a TV because you do
so
get a voucher.
He used
the voucher too, and so he got a $300 computer for $55.
You can't beat that.
Yes, we will help you work our system. Only our radio show people get this.
So
get this level of.
That right there is an example of how we stand behind our service, how we, you know, will help you out, how we, you know, want you to come back and purchase, and upgrade along with us with the systems that we have for sale. And yeah, he got a whole, in essence, a brand new computer for him that has Windows 7, can be upgraded to 10. It was a Dell that was like a 2.9 gigahertz with 4 gigs of RAM, 160 gig hard drive or something like that. For $55.
You cannot beat that. You cannot beat that.
So if you've got one of our computers and you're like, okay, this is kind of getting a little bit older, today's the day to bring it in and get an awesome deal.
And today is this is the time period also. Leo mentioned the voucher system. Because you have to pay to get rid of the television, we have to pay to get rid of the television, but you get a voucher for the disposal of it.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it in. You're going to spend $20 anyway to get rid of the TV. You get a voucher. You can walk right from one side of the building to the other and buy something and get your $20 right back. And in essence, you got rid of the TV for free.
And this is, you know, useful information for someone like myself who has a couple TVs to get rid of. So, okay. We've been talking about all these things for the last 15 minutes or so. Just for anybody who, you know, perhaps doesn't know where BLH Computers is at, where can they find you? A couple of locations in Central Illinois.
We are at 1832 Stevenson Drive in Springfield. That's at the corner of Stevenson Drive and Stanton. If you remember the old bowling alley, we're right across the street from it.
Mm-hmm.
Magro Meats, we're right across the street from it. We're right there. It's the oldest shopping center in Sangamon County, so we recycle. Used to be the Kent's IGA, for those that have been there for a while, right there in Lake Town.
Mm-hmm.
If you if it's more convenient for you, you can go to our Jacksonville location, which is at 832 South Main. That's just a block north of the Ferris wheel.
Get your hair did while you're there.
On Main Street. Yes, we share a building with a hair salon. So you can get, and he has the exact same stuff we do in Springfield.
Right. Okay.
If it's more convenient for you to go to the Taylorville location, he is at the awesome address of 123 Main Street.
Love that.
At the northwest corner of the square in Taylorville, next to the movie theater. So you can go there. He, again, has the exact same things that we do in Springfield, exact same service. So if you live in Taylorville, buy your computer in Springfield. You can still have it serviced at the Taylorville store. No problem at all. If you happen to be traveling, you can always use our Alsip location, which is up in the south suburbs of Chicago.
Which is buried in snow today.
Yes, 8 inches or something silly like that.
I think it's 12841 South Pulaski Road.
Yeah, it's 5 digits at 127th Street in Pulaski, for those that care.
Well, there you go.
That's what Google's for. I push a button on the car, and it just takes me there.
At 919 News Talk 970 WMAY, you can buy a $25 gift certificate from Culver's West on Wabash and receive a free value basket coupon. That's at Culver's West on Wabash. More computers and internet with BLH Computers next. News Talk 970 WMAY. Let's talk computers and internet with BLH Computers. Leo and Brian are here. I like the music selection.
I do.
Linkin Park. I love it. Had to throw that in there. And we have confirmation from Fritz Pfister. It is snow that is now falling.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
Tis the season, right?
Well, a month from now.
Well, but
a month from now, when the job now
actually today is. Because of our sale.
Yes. Today's.
Right. Okay, but if we're talking about 'tis the season, it's a month from now when the fat guy in the red coat, you know, flies down from the North Pole and brings toys to all the little good girls and boys. And you know what? I just made my rhyme, so I'm done. Bye. I'm done. Best I can do today.
It's all downhill from here.
It is all downhill from here. Boy, the last 36 minutes of this show is going to be interesting, isn't it, then? 217-629-7970. Any questions you may have related to computers, internet, making fun of my rhyming abilities? I guess we'll take that, too. Tablets. Do you have tablets with the sale this year? A lot of interest in tablets this holiday season.
Unfortunately, no. Because we deal in refurbished, we have to look for that deal because you can find a used one out there, but normally they're selling them at that retail price for a refurbished one. So for us to get a hold of it and then turn around and, you know, sell it and still make a profit, we have to find that, you know, that right deal, and they are hot right now. So trying to find them at that wholesale price is very difficult. So we weren't able to. So right now, yeah, we do not have any tablets, but we do have Apple.
We
still have the Apple all-in-one, and then we have these wonderfully, actually, they are almost gaming systems, you know.
You could play games on them. They have a high-end video card, and they're a dual quad-core.
They are, but they do come with Apple, so you have to have games that are compatible with Apple. Mm-hmm. I do know you can load Windows on there with the Boot Camp or Parallels that you can get through with Apple, and then load your Windows on there. And I know one of our guys got one of them, and he is playing Fallout 4 on it.
Really?
Yes. And now he has to, you know, dumb down the graphics a little bit, you know, minimize them so that he can play it smoothly. But he can play Fallout 4 on this Apple, this beast of
a
machine.
It's a monster, yeah.
It's for those that know what it is or know the terminology, a dual quad-core Xeon processor. So that's two processors that are both quad-core. So that's 8 cores sometime between 8 to 16 gig of RAM. Again, that's going to change the prices on it. And some of them are between 500 and a terabyte hard drives with the 512 meg video cards in them. These are easily upgradable. These are workhorses. They were built for the graphic design side of mm-hmm. what Apple does great with. But again, they can do gaming also, because I do believe the video cards are like a business class workhorse, card like a NVIDIA Quattro. And again, those that know the terminology would know that that's a really good NVIDIA, you know, strong you know, workhorse. You know, that's, and these are, the apples are 25% off. But I'm thinking that those that are listening and are interested, if you go in and say, hey, I heard Leo talking on the radio, you'll get a special deal. I'm thinking 50% off.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Wow, so they actually get to say, Brian and Leo said so.
Yes.
See how far that gets us.
I will be in the store today.
So will I.
At the Springfield one, if you are in Jacksonville or Taylorville and you go in and say this, just say, hey, can you call the Springfield store and talk to Leo to confirm that this is, you know, I'm allowing this. You know, this is for our listeners.
The boss says.
The special for the listeners.
Yeah.
See, it pays to listen. It pays to listen every Saturday morning to BLH Computers here on News Talk 970 WMAY. And as always, 217-629-7970 if you have a question related to computers or the internet in general. Circle back to one of our favorite subjects, Windows 10. Where are we? Are we still recommending waiting on an upgrade there? Has it gotten any smoother?
It has. I definitely think so, but in essence, about one more month, and then it's a free-for-all. You know, it's might as well start upgrading because, again, at that point, you have about 6 months where you can upgrade for free. And then after that, after July of next year comes around, you don't get to upgrade to Windows 10 for free anymore. At that point, you do have to purchase the $100 version of 10 to go to it. Now, that's and if you don't want to, that's fine. You know, Windows 7 is still going to be supported, I do believe, at least till 2020.
Right.
So another 5 years that Microsoft will support it and come out with updates. So it's not like you have to upgrade to 10, but it is an opportunity to get the latest operating system for free. So don't do it quite yet. Wait about a month. Then I would say it should be fine.
Make it your Christmas present to yourself.
Because it's not only the bugs that come with Microsoft, it's also the bugs or the incompatibility of some of the programs out there that you know, worked on your 7 but now don't work on 10. Oh, you wait for that newest version. Like a big one is like if you want to purchase an antivirus or use a different free antivirus, some of them weren't Windows 10 compatible quite yet. Most of them are now, but when they first came out, they weren't. So it was very difficult finding a antivirus to work on your system. You know, Microsoft does have that built-in Windows Defender, which works great, which we recommend. But some people would rather have a different one. And the same thing with a lot of other programs. And a lot of people blame Microsoft, but it's not Microsoft's responsibility to make sure every program out there in the world is compatible with Windows 10.
Mm-hmm.
It is the makers of those programs' responsibility to make sure their programs are compatible with 10.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, don't be mad at Microsoft on this. Be mad at the company that's not updating their program.
217-629-7970 at 9:30. You can buy a $25 gift certificate from Culver's West on Wabash, and when you do so, you receive a free value basket coupon at Culver's West on Wabash.
Welcome to Computers and Internet, sponsored by BLH Computers in Springfield, Taylorville, and Jacksonville. Call in now at 217-629-7970 for answers to your questions about computers, hardware, software, and the latest electronic gadgets, gizmos, and games. Computers and Internet with BLH Computer is on the air.
217-629-7970, the News Talk 970, WMAY listener contact line. Both Leo and Brian are here. Sale weekend.
It is the sale. This is the only one, too. If you miss this, you have to wait till next year.
You're just out of luck.
So
completely out of luck. And, with Black Friday coming up, the shopping is just going to be crazy pretty much anywhere you go on Friday. That's why it's a good idea. You know, go ahead and get the tech purchases made now at BLH Computers. And we were talking earlier, you do have Apple products. You've got, I want to go back to that $100 laptop again. Explain exactly.
It's not a laptop.
It is a desktop.
It is a desktop. Sorry. Sorry. Wait a minute. I caught myself by saying that too. The $100 desktop. Explain exactly how someone can get that.
Well, it's normally $200. You come in and say, I heard you had a $200 desktop that is $100. if you pay cash, because if you pay cash, it's 50% off.
You don't even have to say you heard about it, because there's a sign on it.
There is.
That says I'm 50% off if you pay cash. So you don't even have to have heard this.
Yes.
Let's shift gears for just a second, and this is go back to something we've talked about a few times on the show, the connected cars. And I saw this earlier this week from ABC News, and I wanted to bring it back up today because this is actually, I don't know.
Is this Microsoft and the Volvo?
Not this particular story, but you know, we've talked about hacking cars before, and you know, just the question has to be asked: exactly how safe are these cars?
From ABC News Tech Trends, I'm Andy Field. Is someone hacking your car? After this, remember Kit, the Knight Rider TV show car that talked and drove itself? Those cars now actually exist, and a computer expert could run one of them off the road.
Connected cars can be remotely hacked and controlled from anywhere in the world via the internet.
The Electronic Privacy Information Center's Kalia Barnes telling a congressional committee, hackers can override a connected car's brakes, steering, and car locks, and the government and car makers aren't doing enough to stop it.
Cybersecurity threats simply move too fast and are too varied for regulation to be the only answer.
National Highway Safety Administration's Nat Bios is telling Congress, don't expect the government to keep hackers from taking over and grabbing information from internet-connected cars. But Toyota's Sandy Lobenstein says they're working on the problems,
including heightened protections on the use of certain vehicle data, like the vehicle's location or how someone drives.
Something even the Knight Rider creators didn't imagine. With Tech Trends, I'm Andy Field, ABC News.
Now, when I heard that story earlier this week, the first thing that came to my mind is, you know, we can put up firewalls, we can do all these steps to prevent hackers just getting into a regular computer. What's stopping this from happening in cars? It's one of those questions that it blows my mind we don't have an answer for yet, except, oh, we're working on it.
They'll always be working on it. Yeah. You know, they'll like, yeah, we've got this secure, and then they'll find a way around it, and then they'll plug that one up and say, hey, it's secure, and then they'll find a way around it, and they'll plug it up, and then now it's secure. And
oh, wait, no, it's not. We have to plug it up again.
The biggest thing they're going to have to do is, it's a corporate issue, that they're going to have to make sure that the way you connect and the way everything ties in and does it is kept secret, so that it's not out there, because once the keys to the kingdom are out there, there's no messing around with it. It's now out there. But if nobody except Toyota knows how to interface with a Toyota computer, it'll be a lot more secure. But that's, again, that's Toyota's responsibility to make sure that their information stays proprietary.
And you talk about, you know, not letting the keys to the kingdom get out there, but unfortunately, the world we live in, there's always that one person who has it in their mind. Oh, I know something. Oh, I want to share. And you just can't do anything about it. 217-629-7970. You're on News Talk 970 WMAY. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got a question on Windows 10. Running Windows 7, and when we do, says we could do an upgrade. And when we check compatibility, the video card is not up to spec. There's no updated driver for it. What would a replacement card run that would be compatible?
It really depends on the system and what ports it has. I mean, if it's got a PCIe port, it's going to be really easy and pretty decently cheap. You're looking at maybe around no more than $50, you can get a decent video card that would be Windows 10 compatible. But if it's an older one, one that has like AGP or just PCI, because depending on the motherboard, it will be a lot more difficult.
Okay, do you have USBs compatible?
PCIe, we should, yes.
And what are they run?
Ours, because they are used, are going to probably be between $10 and $15.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for the call. 217-629-7970, and you are on News Talk 970 WMAY.
Okay. Do you answer questions about Visual Basic?
We're not really too into programming. The guys that are the ones that are a little bit more versed in it aren't here. So I would be able to maybe give a basic answer, but I am not versed in Visual Basic.
Okay, well, then you probably can't help me, because I'm asking a question about what software development kits I need for Visual Basic 2008 Express.
Ah, yes. you might be able to call into our Springfield store and talk to Mike.
I would suggest actually just send the question through Facebook
or
Twitter, and the person who can best answer it will.
I'm not on Facebook or Twitter.
Neither am I. I didn't think there were very many of us out there.
You guys should do coffee someday. Talk about how you get through the world.
It's the only way we can talk to each other.
Give our Springfield store a call at 585-1580. They are open after 10 o'clock. Today being our sale day, I would wait probably till about noon o'clock.
Yeah, noon to 1.
Because that'll get the rush, make sure that's taken care of.
All right, thank you.
Yep. Not a problem.
All right. We found somebody else in the world who is not on Twitter or Facebook.
I know. They do exist. They're just really difficult to find because they're not on Twitter and Facebook.
My mother is one of those people. I thought she was the oddball. I mean, even my 70-something-plus-year-old grandfather is on Facebook. He doesn't know Twitter, but he's on Facebook. So, there you go. All right. All right. 217-629-7970. Almost all things computers and internet can be answered.
You know, they say the scariest person out there is a programmer with a screwdriver.
Yeah. So
so I am not a programmer. We just made him choke on his drink. So,
Greg Stevens, if you happen to be listening, no cherry Pepsi just ended up on the console.
Wow,
surprisingly.
I am not a programmer. We did say earlier about halfway through that we were at the peak and it was just nowhere
else. It was just going to go downhill. We did that in the first 5 minutes.
We may as well invite Fritz Pfister in here and get his ideas on email and things like that. For obviously radio being a spoken word medium, you can't see the visual. Fritz Pfister is in the News Talk 970 WMAY newsroom right now preparing for his show. And as soon as we mention his name, his head just up and popped. And yeah, now he's giving us the stink eye. We should probably just move on. Hi, you're on News Talk 970 WMAY. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got a couple of different questions here.
Go for it.
CRT monitors, what's that cost me to recycle again?
For CRT monitors, it's $10.
$10 each?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, and then I can get a certificate that I can put towards a computer?
Yep. You sure do.
Okay, and then what was this Leo special on the quad core?
It is for the Apple quad cores that we have.
Apple.
Yes, if you're into the Apple.
I'd still need to buy a Windows unit for it.
Unfortunately, yes.
If I wanted to do Windows.
If you did, yeah. You don't have to. It does run just fine while Capitan.
Well, I'm leery about switching things because I'm just familiar with Windows right now.
But again, the other systems we have, we do have desktops that are already 50% off.
But they're not quad-core at all.
Right.
You said these were Xeon.
Xeon quad-core.
I've got a Xeon right now that I'm really happy with. I just would like to get something a little faster.
Well,
right.
You have to remember, though, this is, a $600 computer?
Yes.
That if you go in for the Leo special, is $300.
Right.
So you can easily buy Windows for the money that you're going to save with.
Right. That's why I was kind of interested in it. And then we've got an old computer that we bought for you guys from, I think it was $125 at the time. I just needed something instantly that would get me on email and everything. Anyway, it's an old slug I don't think you sell anymore. What would that probably be worth in trade?
We give you a minimum of $25.
So at least $25.
Yep.
Okay, and if I have three CRTs, that's $30, right?
Yep,
correct.
Okay. We may be in yet today.
All righty.
Thanks.
All right, thanks for the call.
Yeah,
so. Hey, you do the math real quick on there. You know, he's got the CRT monitors. He's got three of those. He's got, what did he call it, the old slug laptop. So, the 25 there. All of a sudden, he's got $55 in credit. All of a sudden, that Leo's deal.
And just got him
just
all,
got a little bit better.
I got to do the math. Yeah, $245.
Now Leo's going.
Now Leo's thinking, I should have said that.
Although I will say, the sale all ends today at 6 in Springfield and Jacksonville, 2 in Taylorville.
2 o'clock.
So if you've missed it, I'm really sorry you've missed it. Monday, it's off.
Because we've only been talking about it, just teasing it and just saying
weeks.
What we might be coming up for at least as long as I've been producing the show for you guys.
And I believe for the last 8 years, it has been the same weekend.
Yeah.
Yes.
So. Creatures of habit you are.
Yeah. So You
because most people are.
Well, yeah,
if you missed today,
true.
I'm really sorry because we do not. This is not a inventory clearance. This is not a, you know, we're making room for more stuff like the auto dealers do. This is, we actually ramped up for this. The prices just go back to the way they were on Monday.
Which are still, I mean,
they're great prices.
They're still great prices, but you've got that opportunity through 6 o'clock today in Jacksonville and Springfield and 2 o'clock in Taylorville. You've got that opportunity to get even greater deals.
Exactly.
So, you know, take advantage. Otherwise, well,
you've got no one to blame but yourself.
No one to blame but yourself, and no outlet except that lamenting Facebook status. Unless you're that guy who's not on Facebook, and then
you really have nothing.
Then you have really no outlet. Letter to the editor. There you go. People still write letters. I don't know. Do they?
I've received letters within the last year. So, yes, people do still.
Okay, just checking on that. Just checking on that. It's 217-629-7970. So as we look into Christmas and we look into the early part of 2016, you know, what's on the horizon? What's out there that, you know, you're pointing at yourself like, I got this.
Oh.
I was just going to say, what can people really be looking forward to once we get into the new year?
There's an app for that. And actually, it's for the holiday seasons. IBM has come out with this app called Watson Trend.
Uh-huh.
And what it does is it actually goes out and has looked at all the reviews and all the different forums and consolidates all the different Black Friday things and then is giving a score to those things that are trending the highest, and then why they're, and then if you go into it, it'll explain why that device or item is hot right now, and why you should put it higher on your list of making sure you, if it's on your list of get buying it first, compared to maybe like a video game that will be in stock a lot longer. Mm-hmm. So hey, when you go in there, the Apple Watch is like highest ranked, highest trending right now.
Mm-hmm.
But then you got your TVs, your Samsung TVs, your Sony TVs. I mean, it covers toys, health, which is usually like shoes and stuff. So, you know, it's got a bunch of different things that, you know, for what most people buy during the holiday season, where they're ranked and where you should focus your energy on making sure you get and get, you know, quickly.
One thing that I'm really looking forward to, I've told my wife several times, so I really hope she does, that I would like the Nest. For Chris, it turns saving money into a game.
Really?
Isn't that a good way of summing it up?
Explain this though. I mean, how does
it works?
How do you win? I guess
you can use your phone to basically tie into the house on temperature and energy consumption and all of these things, and it helps to save money on it and track it for you instead of just waiting and seeing, I guess, is how the regular stuff works. It puts a matrix in place so that you can actually watch how you're doing. And
so the Nest is it helps automate your home.
Yeah. It's the hub of automation.
Okay.
You can add in smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors. You can add cameras to it. It's modular, so you can grow mm-hmm. with it. But the most important thing is the hub, which is the thermostat part.
Which you can, in essence, control. You tie it into your phone. Probably, I don't know if you can tie it into multiple phones. So, like, say,
I believe you can, so that it tracks, like, when the kids are coming home, it warms or cools the house down, but it doesn't care before they get home.
Right. So if it's the summertime and there's nobody home, you can, you know, turn that thermostat to the point where it's a little uncomfortable if somebody was there, but it's not, you know, it's still so that when it said, hey, wait, it's this time, they usually come home. You know, you've set it up and it's okay, I'm going to start turning mm-hmm. down that, you know, getting it cooler. So whenever you walk in the house, it's comfortable again. So you're saving. So
you want one now too. I can tell by the look on your face.
Well, no, I was just thinking this sounds like another way that my wife and I can battle over the temperature in the house, because she is always cold. She wants it warm, and I have just this certain limit of it can't go above. And for me, it's 73. I'll let it get to 73. If it gets higher than that, it's got to come back down.
So you're wanting to just control it from work and just be like,
I just see this battle of I can sit here on my phone, let's type in my PIN and change. change it in the yeah.
So yours is a multiplayer game.
Exactly. See, because you know, I'll sit there and this drives my wife absolutely up a wall. But we have a Roku, and we have the phone app for a Roku, and I will sit there. You know, she and my stepson Christopher will be sitting out in the living room watching something on TV, and I'll be sitting back in the bedroom working on something for my freelance project in Alabama, and I'll hear them get into a show, and it's just that critical moment of the show. I'll pull up the Roku app and pause and just keep working. And they're like, what happened? And they're like, oh, you know, we must have sat on the remote or something like that, because it gets down on the cushions. So they'll start it again, let 5-6 seconds go by, pause. Then they realize it's me. Then I get in trouble. But, you know, for that 30 seconds or so, just that feeling of power. And I feel like that's what this Nest would become as well, you know, with... Yeah, just a situation where one of us wants it warmer, one of us wants it cooler, and we're just going to sit there and battle back and forth.
See, I just let my wife have whatever she wants, so.
You know, I've only been married a year and a half. I haven't quite figured that part out yet.
That is the secret.
Eventually I will.
You just have to say whatever. And realize that you won't get what you want anyway, so you might as well not lose.
Yeah. Yeah, it's that whole playing not to lose thing. Okay, I'll figure that out eventually. 9:51. Man, this has gone off the rails. We thought it might earlier.
Well, we were talking about computers and the technology with the Nest. Yeah. I mean, that is technology that is coming out, that is up and coming. It's really been out for a while. They keep upgrading it, keeps getting better. And I think it's owned by Google, isn't it?
Yes, I think Google purchased it.
Doesn't Google own everything?
Sorry, Alphabet.
Yes. Oh, yes. Let's call it what it is. Yeah. Alphabet
owns it because it's a division of it. So it's gradually been getting better, and I've wanted it for years, but here recently it's gotten more intelligent.
Yes. Again, you know, obviously when it first comes out, it's, you know, the first, you know, iteration, so they're getting feedback.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, mm-hmm. this is a great way to improve it and help it out. And, yeah, it's so modular. I mean, you can – I do believe you can even get – change the locks on your doors to be where you can unlock them with your phone.
And with lights, so that you can say, it's dark and I was planning on being home. I want people to think I'm home. Turn the lights on. I want the lights on when I come home.
Yeah.
And you can add these features to it. I believe it can even tie in with an alarm system and alert you.
Oh, yeah.
With all kinds of stuff.
So you can get the camera set up so you can watch, you know, your home with your security camera system and see, you know, making sure, you know, if your teenager is supposed to be at home after school and you're at work, you can be like, did I get home yet?
Yeah.
Why aren't you home yet?
They don't answer the phone at that point.
Yeah. Or they forget to send that text that they're supposed to send when they're leaving school. Christopher. Not that he did that, you know, 3 out of 5 days this week or anything along that line. I'm not.
But again, that helps you, you know, help, you know, peace of mind on that that aspect. Mm-hmm. You know, and it, like I said, the smoke alarms, carbon monoxide detectors, you can, you know, I'm not for sure how you control those through your phone. I guess you can set it up where if it goes off, you'll get a text on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Smoke alarm just went off. Oh my God, let me get to my camera system.
Right.
Oh no, there's smoke. Let me call 911.
Right.
Boom. You got somebody there quickly.
Right.
Because it's all tied together and it's there to alert you and help keep, you know, you and your family safe and secure and comfortable.
News Talk 970 WMAY, a couple minutes left with BLH Computers this morning. If you have a computer or internet question, we'll get it in here in the last 4 minutes of the show. Or there's always the question of what do Illinois Athletics and the Illinois Senate Democrats on Twitter have in common that they would have retweeted the same photo today. We were just talking about that. And as it turns out, just pictures of the camera near Alma Mater in Champaign. Hey, it's snow. Great. We're going to see a lot of that this
winter. We're in Illinois. It's snow.
It's snow. It happens. It happens. Although we're actually very lucky here in Springfield because, well, we're just now getting the dusting and, you know, go 100 miles toward north, and they've already got, you know, 4 or 5 inches on the ground. You go up into Alsip, where your store in the Chicagoland area is at 8. You go even further north than that, 1 foot in some areas. So
silliness.
Very lucky.
But down here, you can come to the sale.
Absolutely.
It's not that bad out. Just come by. One of the things that you do want to remember is whether you buy your computer from us or anybody, Christmas time is going to be a time when people get more different things, whether it be new or new to you, but it's different, and you displace the old one. BLH is where you want to bring it to recycle it. You don't want to set it out on the curb. That is the worst possible thing
or
you could do.
Dig a hole in your backyard.
Well, that's some that you got to be from Kentucky to do that.
I love how that story keeps coming up in our conversations.
And that was not disparaging. The guy in Kentucky dug three holes.
That is exactly what he did.
So,
and with electronics nowadays, a lot of it does have personal information.
Yeah, that's what I was going with. Is it's personal information. Don't leave it out on the curb. You don't want it to fall into somebody's hands. Make sure that it's brought in. We have all kinds of protections to make sure that your data is destroyed. Your hard drive gets shredded. It's either erased to a Department of Defense level or it is shredded physically to, you imagine, a big paper shredder, but the size of your car. It eats hard drives. And that is what we do. So you want to make sure that even if you get something not from us, we still take everything that is basically plugs in and is not found in your kitchen or bathroom.
Very quickly, 15 seconds or less, you're on News Talk 970 WMAY.
Hey, good morning. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you.
I actually was not planning on calling your show until like about 5 minutes ago. I just received a call from a gentleman and said that my computer was infected and I needed to go and
just hang up on him.
Yeah.
I did.
Yes.
But then I just kind of said to him, well, I think I can take it into a shop, can't I? It's like, yes, you can do that. But he just kept rattling on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those
calls.
They
really try to keep you on the phone.
Those calls are unfortunately being made quite a bit lately. Not to cut you off, but we got less than a minute to go.
Have a great one.
Thank you very much. Hours today, the sale. Remind everybody real quick.
Yes, 10 to 6 Monday. Well, today, 10 to 6 at Springfield and Jacksonville.
But normally, yes. But if you want the sale, you got to get there by 6.
Taylorville is 10 to 2 today. So if you are going to be buying something from any of those stores, those are the times you want to go. Normally, with the sale days, there is a line, but we do have plenty of systems still. So you don't have to be in too much of a rush to get there and, you know, beat that rush either. You can, maybe wait a little bit. Like I said, we have plenty of things for sale still.
And in the rare case we run out, we do rain checks, but yes. It shouldn't happen.
But you got to get there by 6 o'clock today, Springfield, Jacksonville, 2 o'clock in Taylorville. If you miss it,
you missed it.
You just out of luck.